What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And today we are going to be sharing our top things that make us feel good, that make us feel happy, that help us get out of a funk. And yes. It'll be a feel-good episode all around, I think.
Yeah, I really focus on the stuff that can instantly make me feel good, you know, like, because sometimes, let's say, like, well, going to Ireland made me feel really good, but it took a lot of planning and all that shit. But it's like, what do I have control over today or in the moment or, you know, something like that? I really try to focus on those.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you listen to the overthinking episode, my brain went to everything that's ever made me happy ever in the history of time. So I had to say, okay, how about we just focus on what you could do today, potentially. But yeah. And speaking of things I did today, I took a really nice poop before we got here, and that made me happy.
I told Delaney, I was like, we should maybe share this on the podcast because we, now that we don't give like our entire personal lives away on episodes like we used to, sometimes it's fun to just show a peek behind the curtain. And today, Delaney and I showed up to record. And she's like, hey, just gotta let you know, I need to go poop. And I was like, awesome. Happy pooping. And she goes, yes. Great, I'll be back in 45 seconds.
And I was.
And you actually were. That's just like a fun Snapple fact about Delaney is that.
Super shitter. Super truly so fast. So fast. I mean, this is definitely TMI, but we've arrived. So
we're here.
I usually poop a few times before like 9:30 in the morning. It's so nice. I mean, it feels great. It does truly instantly make me feel good.
Well, yeah.
To have a great poop.
You're fucking floating on air. You're as light as a feather. Yeah. Nothing weighing down. Oh, I'm very jealous.
I truly enjoy my morning routine. It's just, well, I'm going to have to shit at some point. So I got to stay close to the bathroom.
Wow. That's it. Well, if you've been listening to our podcast for a long time, you know that Delaney and I are opposite ends of the spectrum where I have IBS and it's just a whole ordeal always. I will be talking about this more at the end, but I stayed on a tour bus recently and one of the first things I was told was, there's no pooping on the tour bus. And I was like, excuse me?
Oh, no!
Because for me, it's like, I don't have like there's not like an alarm that goes off on my phone of like, okay, hey, I'm gonna poop. It's like I will be sitting there peeing and then all of a sudden my body's like, oh, well, we're here, let's just be efficient and we'll do this now. So anyway, wow, we have started with way too much information.
I know.
I hope that when people listen to our show, I hope they think it's like a professional production. We put time into it. You know, I feel like we come across like organized people who have their lives together. And I just think sometimes it's good for people to know that the way the show started today was that
I had a shit.
So,
And I woke up early. I thought, you know, it was not something that I usually have to do at this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So unexpected. But anyway.
What a blessing.
What do we got going on? We're talking about things that make us happy. Segway. Yes. It's the shit segue. We got a quote. We got some quotes. We got some. Kels, you want to plug your tour dates where you're coming up soon?
Yeah. We got all kinds of things going on at the beginning of this episode.
Yeah.
This is coming out on September 4th, which means I'm going to be in Fort Collins at the Comedy Fort next weekend. It is one of my favorite clubs. It is so great. Then I will be in Louisville, Kentucky at the end of this month. And then in October, I'm going to be in my hometown, Spokane. I can't wait. Spokane Comedy Club.
Nice.
Yeah, I will be in Cleveland at... Ooh, my cat just jumped off my lap, almost ripped my headphones out.
Jesus Christ. Episode this is so far.
Oh.
Just one of those mornings.
I feel us skyrocketing to the top of the charts. And then in November, I'm going to be in Grand Rapids, D.C., Nashville, Huntsville, and Atlanta. And then in December, I'm going to be in Boston and Tampa. So you can go to kelseycook.com and get those tour date tickets.
Sweet. And hey, listen, are you building an unconventional life and career for yourself? Fan-fucking-tastic. Come over to DelaneyFisher.com. I got another podcast over there. I'm really enjoying it. I'm meeting a lot of cool people. The feedback that I've been getting, and I'm so grateful about it, is because I've intentionally built a lot of stuff that way, is the people that you're hearing from over there, they're not usually famous or big public figures or people that you would find otherwise. And I think that's always helpful to hear interviews of people that are doing what they love, but mm-hmm. you would have never heard of them, right?
Yeah.
Like, because sometimes we think that the people with the most visibility are the only people that exist. Like, we forget that there's somebody, you know, who lives in the middle of nowhere making jewelry or whatever, right? And so, I'm glad that that's been resonating because it resonates with me too. And so, yeah, we got a variety of stuff going on over there. But if you're really just trying to figure out what's going to make you happy in your professional life, you know, whether it's a conventional job or something kind of out there, we're talking about all of that. And it's just been really fulfilling. So I'd love to have you over there, DelaneyFisher.com.
Amazing. Yes.
Yes.
Well, shall we jump in with some happiness quotables?
Yeah, what do you have?
Okay. This is from our dear friend, Buddha. He says...
One of my besties.
He says, there is no path to happiness. Happiness is the path. I love it. That's so true.
It is really good. What does that mean to you when, as soon as you hear it? What comes up for you with that?
I feel like the times in life when I'm trying to get happy, that's never a great feeling. I feel happiest when I can sit and look around and be like, oh my gosh, I am so grateful for this. I'm so grateful for this. And just really enjoying my life. That's when I feel the happiest.
Yeah, I totally agree. Because my thinking used to be once I get this or achieve this, mm-hmm. then I'll be happy. And then you get there and you achieve it and you're not happy.
Yep.
It's like, it seems counterintuitive, but to like try to be happy or have that inner peace now, then there is no reaching for the next thing. It's such a mind fuck though, because it's not really how we're told to be. So my quote is also from somebody very Buddha-esque, Goldie Hawn. And
one of the same.
Yes. The only thing that will make you happy is being happy with who you are.
Oh, we say that one more time?
The only thing that will make you happy is being happy with who you are.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Which is such a great reminder. It's like, yeah, you have to like live with yourself day in, day out, no matter if it's a good day, a bad day, or something in between.
Yeah.
If you can really love find that self-love and be proud of yourself for what you're doing. Oh man, that's a lifelong journey, that one.
Yeah, that unlocks a lot of happiness. Elise Myers, who also hosts an amazing podcast here on the Lemonada Network, she has posted so many great clips online, and one of them is, it's just like a little quick motivational blurb where it's just like, you can love yourself right now without needing to change anything. Yes. It's like you are enough right now. I might be butchering the words a little bit, but basically the concept is like you don't have to fix a million things right now in order to be worthy of loving yourself. And I just, you know, as somebody who is a perfectionist, I'm always like striving for all these things. And those sort of reminders are so nice where it's like, even right now in this moment,
right,
everything's all right.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Agree.
Yeah.
Well, what's at the top of your can make you feel good list or make you happy list?
So when you were talking about what are things that instantly get you in a better mindset, instantly make you happy, for me, it is getting outside and going on a walk. And I've mentioned it on the show before, and I'm not a big, I'm not an outdoorsy lady. You know? I'm not one with the woods. I'm not a camper. I don't frequent REI, and that's no shade to the people that love it. I just...
You need a lot of sunscreen anywhere you go.
As
do I. Like, the sun is not very kind to us.
The sun is not kind to us. Mosquitoes fucking love me for whatever reason. I just, I do have that very girly side of me where I'm like a screamer with bugs.
Oh, like I can see that.
I'm not chill.
That for sure. Yeah.
I'm not great with that. So... Yeah, I'm not saying this as an outdoorsy person. I do just feel like anytime I am spiraling about something or overthinking, I need to get outside and zoom out of my life.
Yeah.
For me, sometimes my living space, even though I love where I live, it's not, you know, a shoebox. I'm very fortunate. But like sometimes just being inside in a contained space, I think can amplify that feeling of you are in your head.
Yes.
And you're totally living in your own world. You're only thinking about your own shit. And then as soon as you get outside and walk around, you're like, oh, okay.
Yes, it's a big world.
Big world. Zoom out. Yeah. Like, it just is such a quick way. Even if I walk around the block, it helps me a ton. So that's my number one.
I love it. So good. That's also on my list. Kelsey and I knew we would have a lot of crossover. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I and you know, it's so interesting. I walk every day, but I used to walk by myself and I loved it. You know, I'd listen to a podcast or music or just nothing, just pure silence. And just look at the trees and listen to the birds and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then when I became a dog mom of two, walking started to feel like a chore because it's like, I got to walk the dogs. And it's not the most relaxing thing walking my children because they are very energetic. And so I have had to find that balance again of like, if I go for a walk with the dogs, I don't really count it as my like reflection walk. And so I have tried to figure out how to, sometimes I walk the dogs first and then I will drop them back off at home and I will go for my solo walk after. Or sometimes, you know, some days I just walk the dogs and I don't get my walk in, or I walk by myself and the dogs have to wait till fucking tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I think that sometimes the thing that can, you know, used to bring you a lot of joy, if it does feel like it's a chore for whatever external factor, how can you come back to that original thing that brought you a lot of peace with it?
Good for you. And I love that you recognize that, where you were like, oh shit, this is not the same, because and that is exhausting. You know, I'm a dog mom now, became a dog mom earlier this year, and we don't have a yard and we live in the city, so we do have to take our dog out. He's a golden doodle, you know, it's like we got to take him out to pee and to poop, and it's like you said, it's a different sort of walk. There's a lot of stopping and smelling things with him, so it's not like a get your heart rate up sort of walk. It's just like it is totally for Poe. So sometimes Chad and I will walk him together and then we'll drop him off at home, and then Chad and I will just like go have an actual walk at the pace we want to do. So
nice.
Who knew? This whole new world I'm living in as a dog mom.
Oh, so it's a lot. So one of the things that's at the top of my list, because I realize it is impossible for me to be in a bad mood when I do this thing, and that is listen to Tenacious D. I dare you to try to be in a shit mood when you start playing that music. It's impossible. I I cannot. I've tested it over a decade, right? And it's just, it's impossible for me. And I'm like, I need to make this part of like my daily routine, because I forget that just a song by them. It's just, look, don't take things so seriously.
Yeah.
Have fun, dance around, fucking scream at the top of your lungs and pretend that you're Jack Black. I mean, it's just, oh, it feels so good. I challenge everybody to put on some Tenacious D today and see if you can still keep the frown on.
That is a great challenge. I love that we have a Tenacious D challenge on our show. I bet when people see the cover art for our podcast and just see like two blonde chicks and it's like self-helpless.
Yeah.
They did not think there would be a Tenacious D challenge on this show.
Oh, baby. And you know what? I got the perfect song for you. Kielbasa Sausage. That's one of my go-tos. But also really enjoying Roadie from one of their more recent albums. So, but honestly, it doesn't matter. Any song. Just enjoy.
Kielbasa Sausage.
You're fucking welcome. Yeah.
Yes. Hashtag your butt cheeks are warm.
Yes. Oh, Kelsey. Oh my God. I'm so glad you know that song.
Delia, I would sit in my room and play that album on my, you know, physical CD. And just belt it out. And then you know what's so funny? Chad and I were just in Spokane visiting my family a couple weeks ago. And when we're driving, we'll kind of take turns DJing and picking what songs we want. And so it was his turn. I was like, okay, what do you want to hear? And he's like, how about some Tenacious D? And I was like,
yes.
I was like,
yes,
Delaney would freak out. And he requested a specific song. And I can't remember what it is. It's like the I Want to Fuck You Gently.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the song.
Is it Fuck You Gently?
Yeah, I think it's called Fuck You Gently. Yeah.
Oh, so okay, yeah, so that's the one he requested. And then on the way back, we listened to Greatest Tribute.
Yeah. That's what I walked down the aisle to.
I know, you're the coolest person on the planet.
Oh my God. But anyway, Tenacious D, big one for me. And I mean, I started listening to them when I was like 12 or 13. So they've been a big part of my life without even realizing it, that they put me in such a good mood. I tend to like get a little sad in the car sometimes if I'm going through a rough time, because I think there's no, you know, nobody's around, no distractions, just you and your thoughts and the long open road.
Yeah.
And listening to them in the car too is super helpful if I'm feeling like shit. So anyway, I listen to them when I don't feel like shit too. Don't get me wrong, but I've noticed that one. That's a big one for me.
That's a great one. Yeah. Just in general, playing music from a time where you were happy and care. I mean, there's a reason so many of us, no matter what age you are, your favorite music is still the music from when you were in high school.
Yeah.
Because, so I mean, good. I know the wide range of high school experiences out there, but I think for a lot of people, it was a time of like, maybe you're falling in love for the first time. You don't you don't have to pay rent yet. You like, it's a more carefree time. You know?
It is amazing how a song can put you back instantly in a memory.
Yeah.
Like where you can see the thing, you can smell the thing, you like remember viscerally like how it felt to be in that moment. It's fucking weird. Cool and very weird. Yes.
I'm seeing Beyonce next week just as
You are?
Speaking of things exciting. That instantly make me feel happy. Well, I guess this can tie into my other thing, which, you know, it always sounds so silly as an adult woman to say this, but I love dancing so much, and so if I'm in a funk, I will just, like, go put my Vegas playlist on and or some Beyonce music videos, and I will just dance it out. And that's another one where it's like, I dare you to try and stay in a bad mood when you're moving your body. Like, don't judge yourself.
Right.
Don't, you know, you don't need to shoot it and put it on TikTok, but just, like, move your body around and feel better. That always makes me feel good.
Oh, so good. And you do have the best playlist. I mean, my gosh, I feel drunk just listening to your playlist without any alcohol. It is incredible. But yeah,
thank you.
You are the go-to playlist goddess. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You're right. It feels so good. It feels so good to do that. One of my biggest ones, as I've shared many a times on the podcast, is taking a bath.
Yeah.
A good bath. Oh my God, I feel it on my body now as I say it. It's just, for me, as far as a physical kind of sensation. It's one of the things that for me, it's hard to beat that.
Sure.
Because it immediately just feels like a warm hug, like you're in a womb. And you can dress up your bath as much as you want. You could put the salts in, you could put the essential oil, you can light a candle, listen to some music. I mean, you can really make it feel like a luxurious experience. I didn't always have a bathtub, you know, so like I really, really appreciate having a bathtub. And Cam and I, you know, we talk about like our dream home at some point and all this stuff. And the only thing I care about is having a great bathtub. Of course, there's other things I would like to have, but that is like my number one. If it has a great tub, I'm going to be happy. Like, that's really it.
Yeah. Chad and I have been looking at houses recently, and
so exciting.
Anytime there's a house that has a great bathtub, you're the first person I think of. I'm like, Delaney will be so excited to visit.
Yes. And guess what? When I visit people's houses, I do take a bath in their tub. Like, you got to get ready for me.
You make yourself at home.
Oh, that's so funny.
Another one for me that is an immediate mood change or immediately makes me feel better is to call one of my best friends. Call a best friend, call a family member. But I'm just one of those people. I think I probably like talking on the phone more than most of my friends. I just think that as we get older and, you know, you're like in a serious relationship or whatever, that people's need to connect actually on like a phone call, I think for a lot of people goes down and they can kind of just be fine with text or whatever. And, you know, a lot of my friends are having kids and all that. But for me, I still really love a good catch-up phone call because I miss my friends. I live in Minneapolis now. None of my best friends live here. And so when I get the chance to like just hop on the phone with you or any of my other friends, it's so nice. That makes me feel so good instantly.
Yeah, I love that. And you know, I am the person on the other end of that where like I could go months and or, you know, do a text or see somebody in person. But I feel like that is how I feel about people who live near me. Because like once you left, I was like, well, I don't know when I'm going to see Kelsey again in person. Like we get to see each other through this, but like a phone call is really the way that we can catch up. But I would say like I'm definitely the person that would rather like let's go for a walk and catch up once a month or once every 3 months in real life in person. Because, phone calls, I don't know. I have a hard time like sitting still on a phone call. I have to like be walking or doing something.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that totally makes sense though. You also have a lifestyle where you're traveling all the time too. And I'd imagine like there's a lot of nice opportunities for you to have a nice conversation with a friend on the phone.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like in a hotel room or something, like that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
One thing I love that I really started getting into just the past few years, really, is pulling an oracle card. I love this so much. I think it really is. It just feels like a little bit of everyday magic in a way where you don't know what card you're going to pick. You don't know what you're going to pull. I mean, you can do a variety of things, but I like to pull something and then, you know, you read the message and it's so cool when it just resonates to a T. It like feels like, okay, somebody gave me this message. This feels cool.
Wow, yeah.
I just really like it. For me, it's like such it feels like it kind of feels like you're having a conversation. It's not just you sitting in a corner trying to like meditate or something. It feels like there's some kind of external factor there with you. And I think that's why I like it. It's like I can pull something and read a message and it feels like somebody else is sharing that with me.
Yeah.
And it's not just me alone with my own thoughts. But I love, and it's got to be an oracle deck that really resonates with you, like the creator, the writer, the art, all that. Oh, it's so much fun. I'm really enjoying it.
I've never done that before. I've never pulled an oracle card.
I feel like you would like it. I think you would like it, Kels. Yeah. Okay. I'll give you some recommendations and stuff, but yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So I'm very interested. I like the sound of it.
Yes. Yeah. It's nice. It's like a, it's like if you read a page out of a book you like once a day or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it feels a little more mystical. It feels a little bit more woo-woo, which I like. Yeah. I like the woo.
Okay. Yes. I'm yes. definitely down. Yes. One of my favorite things to do is to go get a massage, which I know is also one of your favorites.
Hell yeah.
I think sometimes it's good to have a whole group of things that you can do in an instant, that you can do by yourself, all of that. But I think sometimes, especially if you've been like really going through it lately, if you're stressed, yes. I know for me, I'm traveling all the time. Sometimes my body gets to a point where it's like, I need more than a bath. I need more than a walk. I need another human being professionally to get my knots out, to just pamper me. It's such a, just love that feeling of being there, the smell of the oils and the lotion, just the ambiance of a massage. It's, I just love it. It's such a nice pampering thing. So that is, I've never gotten a massage and been like, fucking in a worse mood now. I'm always like the best right. I've ever felt is after a massage.
Yes, I completely agree. I am a 2-minute drive from my massage place or a 10-minute walk. Sometimes I walk there as well, get my walk in and my massage. Hello, double whammy.
Perfect. Same with me, actually. I walk to my massage place now.
Yes, it's something that I don't spend a lot of money on a bunch of things, but when I do spend money, it's on a few select things that I really, really value. And getting a massage is definitely one of those things. And I realized recently that as a kid, my mom took me to a really nice massage place. And I just remembered like looking around and having that experience thinking, wow, one day I want to be able to do this like whenever I want. Because you know, it was a nice treat, right? And you look around and you say like, wow, people come here. Like there's membership you could have. People come here more, you know?
Yeah.
And to me, as a kid or preteen or whatever, that kind of became a benchmark that I didn't even realize I had. And now I realize like kind of we talked about defining what your enough is, like what is enough money for you to feel fulfilled or enough whatever. And I'm like, if I can get a massage once a month or more, I really feel like I've made it. It doesn't matter kind of where I'm living or what, how much money I'm making. But if that is something that I can do for myself, I realize, that little kid in me has like arrived.
Yeah.
And it might sound silly, but like when I'm getting that experience, it feels like this is the pinnacle for me. Like getting a great massage and like having a great meal somewhere, that's like all I really want when I think of a vacation in a way.
Yeah. I love that.
Oh, it's so good.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Did I share this yet on the podcast, maybe as a treat yourself, that Chad and I bought a massage bed?
I don't know if I've shared that. No, I can't remember. I don't know if you've shared it with me on a phone call or on the podcast or if I haven't heard it. I cannot remember.
Okay. Well, this was a treat yourself, and they're not that expensive. I think you can find them on Amazon for maybe even cheaper than the one we got. I think the one we got is like a couple $100. But especially if you're living with somebody else and you both love massages, because we would just always do like, oh, do you feel like getting a massage? And we would do like, where one of us is sitting on the couch and the other person sits on a pillow in front of you and you do that. But it's like not the most comfortable, and it's not a super relaxing experience. And so we were like, fuck it, let's just buy a massage bed. And so have one now. And that is, that's like a little dream for me, is that when we find a house we want, I would like one room to be a, just like a chill, the massage bed doesn't always have to be up, but it's like in there and can easily be unfolded. But just a room like that, because it makes me so happy when I'm in a spa or in a place. And I'm just like, why do I feel like I need to leave to have that? I should just be able to make that experience in my own home.
Oh, I love it. So is that massage bed for you guys to give each other massages and to have somebody come massage you? Or is it really for each other? It's for anything like
for
that.
For anything. Yeah. For us to be able to give each other more comfortable massages. And then also, I've never hired anybody to come to my home. I've just gone to massage studios, but I would, we have a woman here in town who we both love, and it would be nice to see what her rates are and see if she
can
come.
Oh, so cool. It's like, you need reminders that you can make your space whatever you want. It doesn't have to have the stereotypical things or rooms or whatever. I remember when what you shared, Kels, is like you decided to get a foosball table instead of a dining room table. It's like, you can do that. It can be fun. It can be fun in your home. And you can make it reflect what you actually enjoy doing and what actually makes you feel good.
Totally.
So, yeah, I love that. One big one for me is listening to podcasts and audiobooks. I listen to podcasts and audiobooks almost every single day. It's very rare that a day goes by without me listening to something like that. I find it very comforting. I learn a lot. I like hearing somebody's voice, you know, like all those things. And it's really funny because looking back on when we started this podcast, I had never listened to a podcast before, before having our own. And then only, I don't know, maybe 6 months into a year of actually having a podcast, I started listening to other podcasts. I'm like, oh, wow, I really love this. I get it. I get the whole thing.
Funny.
But gosh, I'm somebody who just, if I think of a topic, I will type it in and I will just listen to a ton of different shows about that topic. Or sometimes I get hooked on something for a while. I just kind of jump around. I mean, it's just so amazing that we have that at our fingertips.
Yeah, I will say that also is something that pulls me out of a funk immediately or just makes me feel so comforted. You guys know on the show, I've mentioned so many times that I love this handful of YouTube beauty gurus who I've watched for years. And I love playing their videos when I'm on the road. It's totally that like parasocial relationship feeling where I feel like I know them, even though I, you know, I really don't in real life, but I've just been watching their videos for so long that it's such a comfort for me. And then this is so funny, but I listen to Chad's podcast, Middle of Somewhere, every Monday when it comes out. And I still like, even though we live together, I talk to him every fucking second of the day. I still get so excited for the new episode of his podcast to come out. And
that's awesome.
It's, I mean, this is sappy, but it's especially nice on weeks that I have to fly somewhere and have to be away from him. I love listening to it on the plane and just like feeling, you know, like I can hear his voice when.
God, that totally makes sense. Not sappy at all. There's really something so comforting. I mean, it's really weird how if I feel like I'm in a funk, listening to a stranger's voice, maybe talking about something that they went through, that they got over, or something that they're dealing with right now, it's really interesting how that can be so comforting and you can feel so like way less alone. And it's like, I don't even know this fucking person.
Yeah.
But just them sharing something. Wow. It's really powerful when you think of that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The power of that. Oh my gosh. But yeah, it made me fall in love with this medium from a whole different perspective as a consumer, as a listener, as a subscriber to stuff. It's so funny. You mentioned the Buddha quote up front because I'm listening to a lot of Buddhism shows right now.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
You know, I studied religions of the world in college. It was such a big part of my life. And I'm like, yeah, I remember really I just feel like I want to kind of bring some of those aspects back into kind of the stuff I'm listening to.
Yeah. So nice. I know that you don't like cooking.
No. Wasn't even going to try to sugarcoat it, honey.
So I used to really love cooking, and that would have, in back in the day, been really high on my top of the list for happiness. Now it can feel a little bit more stressful for me. And I have always loved baking very much. But again, anything that's like very labor intensive, now I get stressed out and it makes me feel burnt out. But something I have added to my happiness list recently is that I've been finding all these great recipes on TikTok that are truly so simple. I mean, like,
yeah,
three-step recipes, especially for sweet treats, because Delaney's vegan, I'm dairy-free. And, I miss a lot of things that have dairy in it, but it's just way better for my butthole and my skin. I just can't. It's funny, there are a lot of people, and I used to be one of these people where I was like, cookies are still worth it. And I did just get to a point where it's like the pain I was in with my stomach and my asshole, it was like, okay, officially there is nothing that's worth it anymore. Yeah. And there are so many great things now that are dairy-free versions of desserts that I can't tell. Chad tells me that they taste horrific because he still eats dairy. So to him, it's like fucking cardboard. But for me, it's been so long. Like, I think it tastes great.
Yeah. Yes.
But there's this recipe that I've been obsessed with recently on TikTok where, and I shared it in my stories on Instagram. If you follow me on there, it's Kelsey Cook Comedy. But this girl took almond butter, but you can, I mean, I guess she took peanut butter. I used almond butter because I'm allergic to peanuts. And stirred it with honey. And then, what was it? Then she took crushed up rice cakes. And she like made vegan scotcheroos, basically. Have you had scotcheroos before? It's like the, like Rice Krispie, but with peanut butter and then chocolate on top.
I don't know if I've had that.
Oh my God, they're so good.
Yeah.
They're like one of my favorite desserts ever. So basically, you just mix, it's almond butter, honey, and vanilla extract. And then you crumble brown rice cakes in there. You stir it up. You lay it out in a pan. Stick it in the fridge. And while they're in the fridge, you melt chocolate with a little coconut oil or vegan butter. Pour that on top. Pop it in the freezer. And oh my God, they are so fucking good. I made them at the lake.
Huh.
Like Chad's kids had them. They were obsessed. They are so good. And so that's something that's brought me some happiness lately is like, nice. I love a quick take your mind off something. Do stuff with your hands, and then you get to eat chocolate at the end. That's like a win-win-win for me.
I love all of that, but I'd rather just eat it. I love that. You love that, and I love that for you. And that would still be too much cooking for me. I lost after you said crumble some shit and stir, I was like, I lost it. It was just my brain. It disappeared. I'm like, you know, it's too much.
Sorry.
But I love food. I love going out to restaurants. I love being cooked for.
Yeah.
It's just this weird, I mean, there's just a disconnect in my head of like, I am angry when I am cooking. If I'm cooking, it's not because I want to, it's because I feel like I have to, and I'm not happy about it. And it's just always been that way. I've tried so many different like hacks to try to make it feel fun and all of that.
Yeah.
And I'll put a sandwich together or throw some stuff in a bowl for a salad. But when it comes to like cooking a meal, I'm so sad. I would rather just like get a bunch of frozen stuff, put it in a microwave, or, you know, it's not like I'm eating fucking 5-star restaurants every night. I'm still eating at home. It's just very like pressing a button.
Basic.
And hoping for the best kind of stuff. It's so interesting how something that somebody maybe doesn't enjoy, like me for cooking, can be really meditative for somebody else and vice versa. It's so interesting. Like somebody could look at cooking as like, it's meditative, it's creative, it's like showing love, it's all these things. And I'm just like, I want to avoid it at all costs and it makes me sad.
So you've mentioned before on the show that especially as an adult, you have found things with ADHD that have resonated with you.
Oh, yes.
Do you feel like that's maybe one of them? Is that a common thing with ADHD, is that cooking feels very overwhelming?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it is. And I do resonate with – it's so interesting because I resonate so much with a lot of the stuff with ADHD. But then there's so many – what I've been told are kind of pillars of ADHD that I don't resonate with. There's a lot to keep in mind, right? Like you're starting, maybe if you're making a meal, you have three different things going on. They all need different times to cook. there's different ingredients, you're juggling a lot of stuff, you walk away, you forget about something, it fucking gets burnt. Like, yep. I can't tell you how many times I do that. You forget to set the alarm, you're like, oh my God, my, you know, my Tostitos have been in the, whatever, my what are those called? Taquitos. What the fuck? A Tostitos and chip, right? Yeah. I don't even know the names of food because I don't cook that much.
I'm like, well, you really are a bad cook. You're putting Tostitos in the fucking oven. I'm like, take this lady away.
You're like, yeah, my taquitos have been in there for 3 hours and now I can't eat them, right? So yes to that. I think it's very overwhelming. It feels like a chore. It feels like I'm making so many other decisions throughout the day and juggling so many other things. It's the last thing I want to juggle at the end of my day. But I think it's, I mean, God, thank God people like it because I like to eat it.
I know.
I like to be cooked for.
This is a bit of an aside from this topic, but so many, and especially now that we're talking about it while my phone is here, I promise you the TikTok algorithm will just, that's going to be the first thing that pops up when I open my phone because it listens to everything. It's so crazy. Oh. But I have been getting a lot of this is what my brain feels like with ADHD videos and fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, I do resonate with, or a lot of those things, cannot talk today, sorry. A lot of those things resonate with me where I'm like, but you're right. But then there are other things where I'm like, no, that's not me at all.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know. I'd have to go in and actually talk to somebody about it. But I know that for me, where I get stuck with that is like the, is it disorganization or like being really messy part of it?
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm same. So tidy.
Same.
And, but if you look into some of my cupboards, they could be a hot mess. Like I could just throw things in there and I like the way it looks on the outside, but it can be overwhelming to organize things on the inside. But I think that's other stuff going on. It's just because I'm like, well, I live with my husband who doesn't really care about that stuff. So I could make something neat and tidy and then it goes to shit the next day. So I'm like, what's the point? But yeah, I always get stuck on that one because people talk about how that's kind of a staple, but I could be wrong. If anybody listening has information about that that's not the case, I would love to know. Because that's where I stop. And then when I did talk to somebody about it, they told me it was the stuff that I do is rooted in anxiety and not necessarily ADHD.
Yeah.
But anyway, moving on to the next thing that is...
Sorry.
No, it's good. I'm like, I've had some weird segues on this episode. Poop and ADHD. I mean, that's makes sense when you put those together.
Oh, I know.
The weird segues.
Those are of my doing, though, to be fair. I did bring up... That's on me. That's not on you.
Okay, so anything that smells good for me. We talked about lighting a candle. I love just rolling on my little oil. I have these beautiful little vegan oily perfume things, rolling that on my wrist, putting essential oil in my bath, or even just putting a little oil and essential oil on my skin. Anything that just smells good, it's an instant wow. What a beautiful life, right? It feels good on in every way.
Yeah.
And it's so simple.
Yeah. God, I couldn't agree more. I'm such a big scent person. When we did the episode years ago on Stink, the documentary about smells and stuff like that, and I know you've done a better job of switching over to more natural smells since then, it seems like. I'm such a fucking sucker for a candle, shitty Target candle, the cigarettes.
All the chemicals
the
in it.
The cigarettes of candles where you're like, this isn't good. This burning into my air isn't good. But fuck, they make them smell so good and they make me so happy. So yeah, I do love a candle. I love a good perfume. I am a big, big smell person, so... I feel like some of those things are not the healthiest, but this is called self-helpless. It's like, we're not. There are some things that it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure it out.
We're still trying to figure it out.
Cam and I actually bought ourselves really nice perfume when we went to Ireland for our honeymoon. We went to a little perfumery just unexpectedly. Nice. And I got this really nice. It's just it's like all I care about is it's vegan, it's oil based because the alcohol stuff. I don't do alcohol perfumes. It makes give me kind of a headache and stuff. And it's so cute. It's a cute little bottle, and you just put tiny, tiny drop on, and it's so subtle. It's going to last me for 75 years because it's just, you only have to use just a teeny, tiny amount of it.
Wow.
But it's like, Cam and I would never do that, like, for ourselves otherwise. But, yeah. It was a nice little treat, and they're beautiful bottles. We have them displayed in our bedroom now. Mm-hmm. And every day, like, we see that, and it's like, wow, it's a nice, like, we treated ourselves to that. It's a reminder of our honeymoon. It's also something that we can use daily. And yeah, it was just a nice little gift to each other.
That's such a great tip to, on a vacation, try and find a perfumery.
Yeah.
Or just to buy a fragrance. Why can't I talk today? God damn it. Buy a fragrance on vacation, because the whole smell memory association, that's just, what a great way to, like, lock that in and have it be this very special thing.
Exactly. I think of our honeymoon every single day now. Ooh. Like, the really nice, spontaneous parts of our honeymoon. And, like, I'm a big visual reminder person.
Yeah.
And so I like having things out that trigger really great.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Great memories. I think that's another thing that could be on this list of, like, anything that is maybe sentimental in a really nice way, or just something beautiful that you bought for yourself at a time where you felt really empowered about something.
Yeah.
I've talked about buying this fucking slab of marble for my desk.
Oh my gosh,
to put, like, the podcast equipment, like, the visually stimulating things that really bring up good feelings and memories. Like, that's, I've put a lot of intention into decorating my home, and it really makes a difference, because I tidy a little bit every day, and then I just sit and I really feel nice and in my environment. And that wasn't always, the case. So
I love that. Mm-hmm. This is going to be an incredibly basic bitch thing, but I stand by it.
Can't wait.
I get really happy when I walk into a Sephora. So I don't care that that's silly and whatever. It makes me so happy. Anytime I'm on the road and I see a Sephora, I'm like, I'm like a child. It's like my Mecca to see a Sephora.
It's so fun. I love that about you.
Yes. They're all so beautiful. They're clean. They smell good. They're bright. All of the makeup is so pretty. It's like you can just walk around and play with things and see what's there and see what's new. You get yourself some samples, maybe. Maybe you buy yourself something, a little treat. It really taps into my inner child, because when I was super young and I would go to the grocery store, there's that, whatever, that kids section or the toy section in a grocery store where there's, like, the really shitty kids makeup.
Oh yes, sure.
Yep. So I would buy that, and that was, like, my exciting little treat at the grocery store, was to buy makeup that was absolute, I mean, it had to be made of hazmat. There's no way that was good to put on my, like, 5-year-old face. But I love it. It just makes me so happy. Makeup makes me so happy.
Yes.
It's just, it's all feel good things. It's like, it helps you feel the best about yourself. What's not telling
me about that? I have gone to a Sephora with you, and you light the fuck up. I mean, you are like a kid in a candy store. You are walking around, you're trying things, you're encouraging other people to try things, you're carrying some different, what are they called, eyeliners, like, mm-hmm. You're so fucking stoked. I remember one of the first things that me, you, and Taylor went to Vegas, and I think one of the first things that we did, you're like, I gotta take you guys to Sephora because there's some things I want you each to get for yourselves. And we did, and you were so fucking happy, like, sharing this passion with us. It was so freaking cute. But yeah. I love that, because, like, that's a you thing. Like, that is so unique to you.
Mm-hmm.
Me going into Sephora is a little bit overwhelming, because I've talked about how going to the grocery store is kind of overwhelming, like, lot to look at, lot to see. And it's like, that's a thing, something that makes you feel like, oh, I'm home.
Yes.
That's why, like, we got to just be ourselves and, like, you know, like,
and know
that's
yourself.
What you love, and know yourself, and allow yourself to fucking love that thing and do that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, such a good one.
Yeah. I definitely became your guys's aunts yes. on that trip. That was like a take my nieces to Sephora.
And it was great. I learned a lot. I've learned a lot about the makeup stuff from you. And I use your tips all the time.
Oh, thank you.
Trying to think of – so places that I like going – I mean, Sephora is your spot. I like any vegan restaurant. Let's talk about basic bitch stuff as well. I mean,
yeah.
I love going to a vegan holistic shop or yeah. a new restaurant or just any product like that. It just instantly makes me happy. I have a friend that's coming over this week who is making some vegan, like, baked goods or muffins. And I'm like, you don't have to do that. And she was like – Yeah, I'm like, I think it just, for me, it makes me feel like, oh, I guess I feel really seen, you know, yeah. because when I first went vegan, like a lot of people were like very confused and not on board with it. And now that people, I don't know, I feel like very seen by like my family and friends, you know yeah. what I mean? If they're like, they go to a restaurant with me or, you know, they give me some kind of vegan product. It could be like, it could be anything, little bath salts or whatever.
Yeah.
But so it's like, hey, I made sure this was vegan for you. Like, oh. I think that's really sweet when you know what your loved ones care about, and then you take that on and you care about it for them
yeah.
and you give them something, you know?
That's wonderful. That's a great way to connect.
Yeah. Oh my God. I went to an all vegan farmer's market recently.
Oh,
I don't know if I told
fun.
You. Oh my gosh. It was orgasmic. I mean, I felt high the entire time.
Wow.
Just clothing and food and desserts. And oh my gosh, it was so much fun. Jewelry. I mean, yeah,
wow.
it was so, yeah. yeah.
And shout That's out, wild. Just a side note, shout out to Root Restaurant in Spokane. It's the vegan restaurant in Spokane.
Me?
It's where I took you and
yeah.
Taylor. I got to go back on that recent trip with Chad. And if you find yourself
nice.
In Spokane, Washington, I don't care if you are vegan or not. I'm not vegan anymore. And
yeah,
you.
It's so good.
Oh, you will come everywhere. It is amazing. It's amazing. The food is so good.
So
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes me happy.
Well, that's going to be, I'm going to end my list there because I want
okay.
to make sure there's time for me to talk about my segment that I want to talk about.
Okay, gotcha. I have 72 more things, but I'll just say, I'll list a few. A good cup of tea, a good cup of coffee, and a good mocktail is really making me happy
Ooh, yeah,
these days.
Yeah.
A good drink.
Good drink, yes.
It makes me feel so excited. Just
yeah.
like it makes you feel instantly fancy. I mean, sometimes I'll just grab a beautiful wine glass from my cupboard and I'll just put water and ice in it and I'll
yeah.
feel fancy and good. Like
oh, yeah.
those little simple luxuries. I really like the taste of coffee now. Even decaf, like it's for me, it's just a very grounding taste.
Yeah.
Oh God, just a good drink now. I'm so appreciative of that. I could never understand that when I was younger, why people cared so much about a nice drink.
There's something about it, isn't there?
Yes. I it's like a nice, it's a simple way to treat yourself. And I think it's like everybody has like a go-to drink. So I think it's also like a very, I don't know, kind of like common, inclusive
mm-hmm.
type thing, right?
Yeah.
We can all go out for a nice drink somewhere.
Yeah.
Together.
Yes. Whether you're drinking alcohol or not.
Exactly. You get a mocktail, you get a cocktail, you get a cup of tea,
yeah.
you get a whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
And also shitty TV. I mean, I get really
yes.
excited when a new episode of one of my shitty shows comes out. That does instantly make me feel good. But this one, too much of it can make me feel bad. So it's like, you know, one or two episodes at a time, and then I got to take a break.
You gotta monitor yourself.
But when I see that little, like, oh God, the little new icon that's on episode, like fucking clip art now. Oh, I mean, might as well be wearing a diaper, baby, because shit is hot down there.
Oh my God, that was somehow like the least sexual thing that I think a person could ever say. I mean, it just like every part of it was such a horrifying visual.
Love Island makes me hot in my diaper. How is that not sexy?
No.
I'm confused, Kelsey.
Stop with the
Kelsey,
diaper.
Please tell me.
I can't. This is every part of me hates it. I want to just close my laptop on you for saying that.
Oh
my
gosh.
God. That's
I feel
so
like
funny.
We need a part two of this episode.
Yeah.
We should do a part two, which I'm is down. A good thing. But there's a lot of things that make us feel good and happy.
I'm so down for that. I would love that.
Yeah, let's do it. I'll save the rest of them for that episode.
God knows I've got more.
Beautiful.
Okay. Well, let's read an iTunes review and then let's get into segments.
Absolutely.
Sound good? Okay. So we have an iTunes review from Katie Hepburn. They say, thanks for the quotes. I appreciate... I'm so sorry, you guys. I don't know why I can't talk today, but just let me live my life. I appreciate the quotes y'all share. They've saved my mindset on many occasions. I thought I'd share one I appreciate. It's not a quote by anyone, but a thought I have every morning that helps motivate me. Be in a loving, long-distance relationship with your future self. Do things today so that your good. Future self will thank you for. Small things like fold the laundry, delete that toxic phone number, drink more water. It all adds up, and you'll be grateful when you look back and see your greatest supporter was yourself all along. Katie!
So good.
Where have you been your whole life? I mean...
So delicious.
Fuck, that's an amazing... I know we've mentioned before on here about doing things that future self will thank you for, but man, that's one of those ones I could put on my bathroom mirror. I do need to read that all the time.
Yeah, I love that. Long distance relationship with your future self. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so smart. Yeah, like you are your most important relationship. I love it.
Yes. Oh, that's so great. Thank you, Katie.
Yes. Thank you so much. Hey, if you have a hot nugget of wisdom that you want to share, feel free to leave it in the iTunes review stuff. We will read it. Like, we're going to read it on the show.
We read all of them.
Yeah, so feel free to drop it. And you will get mentioned, most likely.
That's a fun shout out.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Katie. Okay, I have an exciting segment.
Please share.
Okay, so I know I mentioned earlier on the episode that I was on a tour bus recently. So I just had the craziest weekend. I flew to Memphis, Tennessee on Saturday. Never been to Memphis before. Okay. But Chad was opening for Bert Kreischer on tour the last couple weeks where he's been. So Bert does a stadium tour and he brings a, you know, small handful of really big comics to open for him in literal stadiums. I mean, like where NBA teams play, where, you know, Major League Baseball teams play, the massive venues, thousands and thousands of people. And this is like a 3-4 hour show. It is a whole thing. So I've been so excited for Chad. I got to see photos and videos of him from the first week, hear all these amazing stories. And so they were like, yep, like totally great for you to come, come hang out, come watch shows, all this stuff. So I went just to like support, just to be girlfriend role, like excited, couldn't wait to watch the shows. I get there 15 minutes before the show starts in Memphis. This is 3,000 people in a baseball stadium. They ask me if I want to do a guest spot. And I was like,
nice.
But when I tell you, like, it's not uncommon for comics who aren't originally part of a show to do a guest spot. It's not like that's a super uncommon thing. But on a show like that where people are spending a lot of money for tickets. This is a massive production.
Yeah.
I had zero expectation of performing. So I like had nothing prepared, was not thinking about anything at all. And they asked that and I felt like I had to walk the plank because I knew I was going to be mad at myself if I didn't say yes. If I like chickened out and just was like, oh, whatever. So I said yes. And then I had a small panic attack.
That is like my nightmare. Yeah. I'm curious to know how you dealt with that.
It's just like the irony. It's like I went to just support Chad, take stress off of him, cheer him on. And in an instant, it turned into me being like, I don't know what I'm going to do. What should I do? Would you do it if you got asked to do it? Well, what joke should I do? And it was just like, oh my God, I just turned into, oh my God. The biggest issue. I mean, I'm exaggerating a bit, but anyway, it just was like he was so great. It of course totally helped me through my feelings of panic, but it's like this isn't why I came here, but here I am. And so I got to perform on that first night for like 3,000 people in a baseball stadium. It was fucking crazy. It was so much fun. And when I came off stage, Bert was like, that was awesome. You want to do tomorrow night too? And the next night was in Oklahoma City for 10,000 people.
Oh my God.
10.
That's awesome. 10,000
people.
At least you had more time to prepare for that one mentally.
God. Thank God. 10,000 people in Paycom Arena where the Oklahoma City Thunder play, the NBA. Like,
oh my gosh.
We're talking fun. Like when Justin Timberlake is on tour. Yeah. This is like, yeah. This is where the biggest performers in the world is. Like, there aren't many bigger venues than this. And so I'm just shitting my pants. It was the biggest surprise. I had no idea that that was going to happen. And so, yeah, I spent the next day just like feeling more calm and more prepared. Like, at least I knew, okay, you did those 10 minutes of jokes yesterday. You could just do the same ones tomorrow or switch things around, whatever. But I don't think anything prepares you to perform for 10,000 people.
Right.
It was, oh my God. The lady, I'll send you some pictures because I know you're not on Instagram so that you can see the shit.
Please do.
Bonkers. Oh my God.
I'm like sweating for you right now. Like, my heart is beating so fast just thinking about that. Like, I have, what do you call, sympathy stage fright? Like, sympathy pregnancy, whatever the fuck. And so I'm like, I am sweating. I'm wet.
Yeah, man.
Oh my God. That is like a wonderful and terrifying all at the same time. That's super cool. I'm so proud of you and excited for you. And also, oh my God, I would die.
Thank you. It was so fun. I mean, it was one of the greatest experiences of my life. I mean, that's something most comics never get the opportunity to perform in a venue like that for that many people. And I'll never forget it for the rest of my life. That was so exciting. Chad and I rode on the tour bus together from Memphis to Oklahoma overnight. So we shared a bunk.
Yeah.
And when I tell you, it was like a coffin on wheels, the bed. I mean, the tour bus is like a massive state-of-the-art tour bus, but you sleep in tiny little bunks that are, I think, smaller than a twin bed. And so the two of us jammed ourselves in there, got like zero sleep. I mean, it was crazy. You're like drinking. Yeah. It's like a whole giant party. My God, it was such an experience. It was just insane. But yeah, that's about like the best thing I could share, I think, is in terms of like a surprise thing. I could not believe that I got to perform for that many people.
That is so cool, dude. Oh my gosh, how exciting.
Thank you.
I have a very burning question because you mentioned you were on this tour bus overnight and you also mentioned you were not allowed to poop on the tour bus. How the fuck did you deal with your poops over the weekend? Please, if you can share, because that would stress me out.
So here's the thing. Good news is that once you got to the venue the next morning, then you would go get ready in the venue. So like you could go, they had showers there. I mean, this is, like I said, NBA arenas, it's like locker rooms, all that. So shitting was more than welcome there.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm so glad for you.
Thank God I got to do that. But I mean, I was being so stupid. I forgot that I was going to have to be on a tour bus overnight without access to a toilet for number two. And I was eating like ribs, baked beans, potato salad.
Oh God.
Like a fucking psycho. But thinking for a second, like, where do you think this is going to go at 2 in the morning when I was just laying there in pain, fucking so afraid I was going to – because sometimes it's like, well, if you have to go – I mean, we all have heard my shitting in a box story. It's like, I can't control my body sometimes.
Right.
So I was worried that I was going to have to poop in, like, a grocery bag or something and throw it out the window.
Yeah.
Thank God it didn't come to that.
Because I swear, like, there's nothing that makes me feel like I have to poop more than somebody saying you can't poop right now.
I know.
Like, oh my, like, ever been in a classroom where you're like, okay, nobody else can go to the bathroom now. We have to be in class now. That makes me immediately need to shit my pants.
Yes.
Like, it's horrible. The worst thing you could say to somebody who has digestive issues and stuff. Oh my gosh. Well, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I really do not have an update or like segment that's very exciting. I think I'm just like, I am kind of in a place where I have felt like in my career that I've had to go back to what originally brought me joy and got me excited. Yeah. Because I feel like I very much veered off into this weird thing where I was trying to be something that I am not.
Yeah.
And I let a lot of like entrepreneur type messaging get in my head and what it means to be a consultant and whatever, all that stuff. And I just got to a place where I was like, oh my God, I have to go back to basics here of like, what did I love about this when I started?
Yeah.
And that's what I've been doing. I'm kind of back to like, I'm open to working with a lot of different people. I kind of miss like comedy writing type stuff, you yeah. know? So I'm like, you know, if somebody has a project or something, I'm open to that now. And yeah, I kind of got in a weird entrepreneur trap of yeah. like going after the highest ticket money and sales and all that stuff. And although I feel like I've always sold with integrity, which I'm happy about, I definitely caught my mindset like going after more and more and not being grateful for like what I had.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's just I'm in a really weird spot again. And I don't really know where it's going to lead. And it's weird because I was very like, oh yeah, I'll just do this forever. But of yeah. course, you know, 5-6 years pass and I'm like, okay, I don't know what's going on. So I'm just yeah. being like very honest about that. And I'm going to be talking, you know, I talk about that more on my other podcast, Career Crush on my website. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'm feeling a little bit lost, but also hopeful and also like a little bit more free than I was feeling in like what I had built for myself.
Yeah.
I kind of realized that I like working with people who are in the beginning phases of something yeah. at the beginning and middle phase of something. And I'd been working with a lot mm-hmm. of like, you know, big experts and all that stuff, which is awesome and so fun. But I think, yeah, I had to like switch some shit up
yeah.
in my business. And sometimes that means like going back to what you started with and how you can make it make sense for you now. So
yeah.
I know that seemed like a very vague update, but no. if you're feeling weird in your career, your business or whatever, just reminding yourself that you have the ability to change it. And for me, I had to look back on when is the last time I was really excited about this? And it was before implementing a lot of things that I thought I had to do or should do. And I was just open, kind of like a very whatever falls into my space, I'll respond to it versus I'm only doing this yeah. and I'm only taking this type of project. I'm just like wide open again. And it feels like it feels much better. Yeah. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah. I am excited for you that you're
Thanks.
In that place. Cause I always think that means that something great is going to happen.
Yeah. Who knows? I'm a God. Who knows? Lord knows I've thought of 70 million different things God. That I could do next, but I'm trying not to. I'm trying to just go with the flow.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Keep us updated, please.
Oh, I will. Yeah. Will do.
All right, guys. See you in Fort Collins next weekend. Louisville at the end of the month. So many other tour dates. KelseyCook.com. Get those tickets.
Yeah. Hey, DelaneyFisher.com. If you want to add my other podcast to your queue, would love to have you. And I really do think we should do a part two of this episode.
I agree. I'm down.
There's so much more.
Yeah. All right. All right. Guys. Have a wonderful week. We love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Self Helpless Podcast. You can find our Patreon community, merch, and our individual work at selfhelplesspodcast.com. We'd be thrilled if you shared this episode with a friend, or feel free to post it on Instagram and tag @selfhelplesspodcast so we can repost you and say thank you.